4.5. 4B. Listening.
If you're a regular moviegoer, you may have noticed the long list of movies that have been shown recently that are based on books. Yet, it can't be easy to turn literature into film successfully. Today, we're going to take a look at the subject of movie adaptations, and we've invited movie buff Lindsay into the studio to share her views with us. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi there.
Lindsay, what is it that makes a good movie adaptation?
Basically, it's finding the right balance between telling the original story while at the same time adding something new to it. If there are too many changes to the plot, the fans will get upset. But if the movie is too faithful to the original, they'll go away wondering why they bothered to see it in the first place.
Are you suggesting that the movie adaptation doesn't have to be 100% faithful to the book?
It isn't really a question of being faithful to the book. It's more a question of capturing the spirit of the original story. A good screenplay writer is one who understands the material and is able to pick out the themes, characters, and scenes that are most important. After that, it's a question of timing, deciding how much or how little emphasis to place on each of these things.
Apart from the balance and the timing, is there anything else that contributes to a good movie adaptation?
Well, once you've got the screenplay right, you obviously have to find the right actors for all the different roles. Casting is fundamental when it comes to movie adaptations, since readers will already have an idea in their minds of what the characters are like.
Lindsay, now that we've established what makes a good movie adaptation, can you give us an example?
Actually, I can give you more. The three movies that make up the Lord of the Rings series, all of them have an exceptional cast, including renowned actors such as Elijah Wood, Ian McKellen, Liv Tyler, and Kate Blanchett. And the makers have been faithful to the J.R.R. Tolkien novels. At times, parts of the original narrative are read over the images that appear on the screen. At the same time, the timing is impeccable as the movie focuses on what is truly important in the story. But the key to the movie's success is Peter Jackson's use of special effects, some of which had never been seen in film before.
What kind of special effects?
Take, for example, the character of Gollum, a creature created almost entirely by computer-generated images. You believe he's really there next to the real actors on the screen.
That's very true. How about giving us an example of a bad movie adaptation, Lindsay?
Again, I'm going to give you three movies, the Hunger Games series. The movies are hugely popular and have won several different awards. I think the casting is certainly excellent, and Jennifer Lawrence is superb as the central character, Katniss Everdeen. But I feel that the filmmakers have been a little too faithful to the books. Each movie tells the story in the exact order that it happens in the original, which, to me, makes the plot seem flat. There is little use of timing, so the key scenes aren't given enough emphasis. On top of this, I don't think there's really anything new for the readers. Even the color and flamboyance of the capital comes as no surprise, because it is depicted just as it is in the book, which I found disappointing.
That's a shame, because all three of the books were excellent. Lindsay Wallace, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.